Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
כתבי רבש. We're reading in the writings of Rabash,
את המאמר,
the article, What are truth and falsehood in a work? You can find the study materials in Sviva Tova and in the Arvut Galaxy system. You can also send us live questions through our website. Anyone asking a question in the study hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loud and clear.
כתבי רבש כרך בית, עמוד 1380.
And the writings of Rabash, the article, What are truth and falsehood in a work?
יש להבין איך שייך...
We should understand how truth and falsehood pertain to the work of the Creator.
שיכולים להיות...
This implies that one can be a servant of the Creator, even though it is a lie. How can such a thing be said? It is written in the Zohar, the share of the Creator is to delight the poor. For on these days, the holy days, the Creator comes to see his broken vessels.
שאין להם במה
And he sees that they have nothing with which to rejoice. He weeps for them. He interprets these words in the Sulam, the letter commentary, as follows. First, we need to understand the interpretation of our sages that at the time of the creation of the world, when he said to the angels, let us make man in our image, Chesed, mercy, said, let him be created, for he does mercies. Truth said, let him not be created, for he is all lies. Tzedek, justice, said, let him be created, for he does righteousness. Peace said, let him not be created, for he is all strife. What did the Creator do? He took truth and cast it to the earth.
We know
the words of our sages. One should always engage in Torah and the mitzvot, even if lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma he comes to lishma, for her sake. Because of his lowliness, a person cannot engage in his mitzvot right away in order to bring contentment to his maker. By nature, he cannot make a move if not for his own sake. Hence, first he must engage in mitzvot lo lishma, meaning out of self-benefit.
אבל אם כל זה ממשיך שפע קדושה,
however, he still draws abundance of kedusha while performing the mitzvot, and through the abundance that he draws, he will eventually come to engage in mitzvot lishma.
וזה שכתרג האמת על בריאת האדם.
Truth complained about the creation of man, saying he is all lies, etc. How can such a man be created?
Who,
from the beginning, engages in Torah and mitzvot in complete falsehood, meaning lo lishma. But Chesed said, let him be created, for he does mercies, etc. By which he will gradually be corrected until he can engage in all the mitzvot in order to bestow. Likewise, peace complained that he is all strife, etc. But Tzedek, justice said, let him be created, because through the mitzvah of charity to the poor that he does, he will gradually approach the quality of bestow until he comes to engage lishma. Once all of their arguments were heard, the Creator agreed with the angels of Chesed and Tzedakah, mercy and justice, and he cast truth to the ground, meaning he permitted engaging in the mitzvot initially in lo lishma, even though it is a lie. For eventually he will come to lishma, and then truth will rise up from the earth. Maimonides says there, therefore, when teaching little ones, women, and uneducated people, they are taught to work only out of fear and in order to receive reward, until they gain much knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are taught that secret little by little. From the words of Maimonides, we see that we must begin the work of the Creator in lo lishma, and we must not even reveal that there is such a matter of lishma to them. Rather, they must know that their observing Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward is true wholeness. And there is nothing to add to this other than in quantity, meaning to dedicate more time and greater effort to observe Torah and mitzvot. They should be happy that by observing Torah and mitzvot, they will have plentiful reward. It follows that in order for them to be complete servants of the Creator, they must not know that there is the matter of lishma, since they are still not worthy of beginning to work lishma.
Hence,
should they be told that the main work is lishma, they will say, how can we observe Torah and mitzvot lo lishma if this is not the real work? And since they still cannot work lishma, they will remain empty-handed both ways. In other words, lo lishma will not be important to them, and they see that they cannot work lishma. For this reason, it is forbidden to reveal to them that there is a matter that we must work in order to bestow. But when they do not know, they think that they are true servants of the Creator and that they are righteous. Hence, from this, they will have strength to work, since they are happy that they are servants of the Creator. And they consider other people who do not observe Torah and mitzvot as they do, as beasts and animals, and that they have no more brains than that of beasts and animals. Concerning the scrutinies, he wrote in the Tree of Life, the Creator gave the Torah and mitzvot to Israel only in order to sort, cleanse, and remove the dross from the silver, which is the dressing for the soul. Through man's intention in Torah and mitzvot, the clothing of the soul is completed. Through the Torah, the Noga of Yetzira is cleansed, the clothing of Ruach, and through practical mitzvot, the Noga of Asiya is cleansed and becomes a clothing of Nefesh. This means that we cannot do that performing mitzvot and Torah without an intention are not true. Rather, it is implied from the words of the Ari that through all of man's actions, the scrutinies of Kedusha are sorted out of the shells, which they descended at the time of the breaking of the vessels. However, we should distinguish between mitzvot without an intention and Torah without an intention, and between Torah and mitzvot with an intention. As was said, and through the practical mitzvot, the noga of Asiya is cleansed or refined and becomes a clothing for the nefesh. Concerning lo lishma, which is called a lie, we should interpret that since the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, and in order for man to obtain this in actuality, meaning to see that the delight and pleasure are revealed in the world, the created beings cannot see this before they have the true vessels by which they can see the delight and pleasure revealed in a world. Therefore, to the created beings, it is still not revealed that the purpose of creation is truly to do good to his creations, since they see that their suffering torments in a world, each in his own way. Thus, we can interpret that as long as the created beings observe Torah and mitzvot not with the intention to bestow, they are still unable to see the truth that there is in the purpose of creation to do good.
אלו שמקיימים תורה ומצוות,
therefore, this means that concerning those who observe Torah and mitzvot and have not yet been rewarded with aiming to bestow, although in truth scrutinies were made for the Kedusha by observing Torah and mitzvot, even if it is without the intention, meaning that the Kedusha increases through their actions, this is only with respect to the existence of Kedusha. Nevertheless, the created beings are still unable to see what happens through their actions, meaning what corrections are done by their work, even if lo lishma. It follows that when we speak of falsehood, when we say that lo lishma is called a lie, it is with respect to the created beings. That is, they are still unable to see the truth about observing Torah and mitzvot without the intention. But in truth, corrections and scrutinies are made in Kedusha. We must believe the words of the Ari that each and every act in Torah and mitzvot makes corrections to such an extent that we should ask concerning what we see that the rule is that if a person can make his neighbor not desecrate the Shabbat, if, for example, the neighbor needs his help, and because of it, the neighbor will observe Shabbat, then a person must act so that he will not desecrate the Shabbat. We should ask, but if here there is no intention to observe the holy Shabbat, and he observes the commandment that his friend imposes on him, so what good can emerge from such work? However, every single act we do, even without an intention, does its thing. That is, it makes scrutinies for the Kedusha. However, the created beings cannot still see the corrections because they might blemish. since they are still under the governance of the will to receive. For this reason, before he sees the corrections that are done by him, he still cannot receive the abundance that is revealed through his action. Hence, when they do not see the abundance that is revealed, they cannot blemish, since they do not see that there is something to receive. However, one must believe that each and every act in Torah and work is important. And so he must believe. Only after one is rewarded with receiving the second nature, called the desire to bestow, he will be rewarded with seeing the truth, that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. It follows that when we say that Lo Lishma is called a lie, it is from man's perspective, because man still does not see that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. Accordingly, we can understand why Lishma is called truth. Since by being rewarded with Lishma, a person should achieve the degree of love of the Creator by his behavior with the person himself. That is, when a person receives the abundance from the Creator, he sees the truth, that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. Moreover, a person should be rewarded with seeing that Providence behaves with all the created beings in a manner of good and doing good. This is a great degree. When a person sees how the Creator behaves with him in person, in a manner of good and doing good. However, a person must see that the Creator behaves this way with all created beings, in a manner of good and doing good. Because of this, Lishma is called truth. Or by work, in a state of Lishma, the person is rewarded with seeing the truth, that the Creator behaves with all created beings in a manner of good and doing good. It is as it is written in the introduction to Tas. For this reason, our sages warned us concerning the necessary condition in the practice of Torah, that it will be specifically Lishma, meaning in a way that one will be rewarded with life through it, because it is a Torah of life, and one should set his mind and heart to find the light of the King's face in it. That is, the attainment of open providence, called the light of the face. In other words, as long as one has not been rewarded with Lishma, he is in concealment of the face, meaning that he still does not see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. It follows that he is in a state of falsehood. That is, when he says what they said, that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, it is a lie, since we see the opposite. But one who learns Torah Lishma is rewarded with seeing the truth, because he himself has been rewarded with seeing the delight and pleasure he is receiving from the Creator. Moreover, he must come to a state of wholeness And see how the Creator behaves with the whole world, with the purpose of doing good to His creations. It follows that truth and falsehood pertain to the attainment of the person himself. Accordingly, it follows that one who learns Torah Lo Lishma, which is considered a lie, it is only because he is unfit to see the truth.
That
the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. This is as the Ari says, that all of men's actions in Kedusha make corrections. But the person still cannot see what is done with the Torah and mitzvot that the created beings do, even without intention, meaning even in lo lishma, but only for their own sake. For this reason, Maimonides says that we must begin the order of the work with children and women in order to receive reward. Since performing the mitzvot in themselves make corrections.
Ba'al
HaSulam said about what our sages said, Israel are beloved, for they are called the children of the Creator. They are greatly favored, for they are called the children of the Creator. As was said, you are the children of the Lord your God. He said that being called the children of the Creator is in general. But being greatly favored is in person. He asks, what is being greatly favored? He replies, the great favor is in that it is known to them, meaning that they know and feel that they are called the children of the Creator. Here, we can interpret similarly, that is, in terms of the action without the intention to bestow, called lo lishma, the people of Israel are called the children of the Creator, because they engage in Torah and mitzvot in practice. This, too, makes great corrections, as the Ari said. However, it is not known to them. In other words, they cannot see what corrections are done by their work. Conversely, after they are rewarded with Lishma, it becomes known to them what they are doing. This is, as it is written, Rabbi Meir says, anyone who engages in Torah Lishma is rewarded with many things. Moreover, the whole world is worthwhile for him. And the secrets of Torah are revealed to him. We should interpret that the whole world is worthwhile for him. Means that he already sees the truth about the purpose of creation, that is to do good to his creations. The evidence of this is that at that time he sees that the whole world is worthwhile for him since he feels the delight and pleasure. Also, we should interpret the meaning of the secrets of Torah are revealed to him. This means that he's rewarded with seeing how through his work in Torah and mitzvot, corrections are done above.
But
before he's rewarded with engaging in Torah and mitzvot lishma, although corrections are done through his work in Torah and mitzvot, he cannot see it. For he is rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
Accordingly, we should interpret what our sages said. It is not the learning that is the most important, but the work. Here before us are two things. One, actions. Two, intentions. On one hand, we understand that the intention matters most. In other words, when a person does something good or bad, we should regard the intention, not the act. For example, in a conflict between two people, one took a knife and stabbed the other. Of course, this is a bad deed. The victim sued him, and the offender was fined for it. The offender claims, I only stabbed this man in the hand, and I only scratched him, but I have to pay him a fine. And yet I saw that not long ago, this man went into a hospital and a doctor cut open his stomach and took something out. And he paid the doctor a lot of money. And I, for the tiny cut I caused to him, I have to pay to him, meaning the opposite of what happened with the doctor? The answer is simple, said the judge. We follow the intention. And since you stabbed him because you wanted to enjoy yourself, you have to pay for the pleasure you had. But when the surgeon cut his flesh with a knife, he wanted the patient to enjoy. Therefore, the patient should pay the doctor. We therefore see that what counts is the aim and not the act. Thus, why did our sages say it is not the learning that matters most, but the action? In spirituality, concerning Torah and Mitzvot, the work matters most. As in the words of the Ari, that through performance of mitzvot, scrutinies of holy sparks are sorted out of the klipot, the shells. However, a person cannot see this before he has vessels of bestowal, or he will see what is done with his work. And it will go to his vessels of reception. And he will send it all back to the shells. It follows that the work is what matters most. But if he can make the intention in order to bestow as well, then through the intention that lies over the action, he ascends to a higher degree. As was said above, through man's intention in Torah and Mitzvot, the clothing of the soul is completed. And through the Torah, Noga of Yetzirah is refined, the clothing of Ruach, and through practical mitzvot, Noga of Asiya is refined and becomes the clothing of Nefesh. For this reason, the act is what matters most, and to the act, we must also add the intention. We must believe that as far as branch and root go, all the corporeal things that happened here derive from the upper roots. That is, as corporeal actions correct the body, and without them the body cannot exist, it is likewise in matters of the soul. Without performance of Torah and mitzvot, there is no nourishment to the soul, so it can exist. This is as presented in the book, Beit Shaar HaKavanot. You know that in Adam HaRishon, all the scrutinies of all the worlds and all the souls were sorted. And all the beasts were sorted. But the still and vegetative were not fully sorted. This is why they eat in order to sort them. And when they sinned, the souls and beasts returned to the depth of the klipot, the shells. And only the pure beasts are sorted through our eating. And likewise, the still and vegetative.
And
therefore follows that specifically through our eating in practice, the still, vegetative, and animate are sorted, and all we need is to add to it the aim. But without the act, the intention does not help. Therefore, we should not say, why put on tefillin if the intention is what matters?
He
can aim the intention of the tefillin, and does not need to observe it in practice. However, the act is the main thing, and the intention is the addition. Therefore, as in corporeality, if a person makes the intention of eating, or the intention of drinking, but does not eat or drink in practice, he will die. Likewise, if a person does not observe Torah and mitzvot in practice, his soul, which receives nourishment from the work in Torah and mitzvot, will have nothing on which to live. This is the meaning of, it is not the learning that matters most, but the action. Meaning an actual action in practice. Afterward, as an addition, we also need an intention over the actions that a person does. And this is regarded as the still of holiness. And from the still, we can arrive at the vegetative, animate, and speaking. According to the above, we can understand what is said above concerning the Creator coming to see His broken vessels, for in the end He will achieve Lishma, and truth will rise up from the earth. He says there, this is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels that occurred prior to the creation of the world. Since through the breaking of the vessels of holiness and their fall to the separated Bia, sparks of holiness fell with them to the shells. And from them come the pleasures and all sorts of penchants into the domain of the klipot, the shells, which they pass on from man to receive and enjoy. And thereby cause every kind of transgressions. However, along with it, He gave us Torah and mitzvot, so that even if one begins to engage in them while still in lolishma, meaning for one's own pleasure, to satisfy his lowly lusts, in the end, through them he will achieve lishma and will be rewarded with the purpose of creation, meaning to receive all the pleasantness and good in the thought of creation in order to bestow contentment upon him. We should remember the rule in the order of the work that one need not examine himself to see if he is fine or not. That is, if a person sees that he is not right, this is the time when he should pray to the Creator to help him be fine. This is specifically when one feels that he has some closeness to the Creator. At that time, he is permitted to regard his situation with criticism. But when a person feels that he is removed from the work, meaning that he does not have a desire for work, at that time he must not examine himself and pray. Rather, he must pay close attention and say, whatever grip I have on the work, I am happy with it, and I thank the Creator for it. But at that time, he should not pray to the Creator to bring him closer. And concerning the prayer, that he should pray to the Creator to bring him closer, this should be specifically when he has some assent in the work. This is as it is written in the Zohar, come and see in the day he engaged in the Torah to complement the judgment, and at night he might be engaged. And at night he engaged in singing and praising until the day came, because all through the day he engaged in complementing and scrutinizing the judgments, which are left. At night he engaged in praises, which are chasadim. Hence, the above explanation is that specifically during the day, meaning during an ascent, he engaged in the left to sort the judgments. But at night, when it does not illuminate, he engages in praises.
Tov. No, Israel.
Darav Katuf, Shalidei Akavanat Adam Betorah VeMitzvot Nigmar Levush Neshama.
It says that through the intention of Torah and Mitzvot, the clothing of the soul ends, and through the Torah, the Nogah Vitzira is refined, the clothing of Ruach, and through practical Mitzvot, Nogov Asiya is refined and it becomes the clothing of the soul. The Nefesh, I'm sorry. What is the intention of men in Torah and Mitzvot? What is Torah through Torah and commandments, practical commandments?
We don't know what it is yet. No. Practical Torah and Mitzvot is when a person understands that he exists in the Torah, in the system, in a network where through his actions, meaning his intentions, he can shake this network and thus correct it. So that he too becomes an active part inside this network
and
brings it closer to correction.
What?
More?
Ken Dudy.
כותב זמן שהאדם מרגיש שיש לו
he writes the time where a person feels distancing from the work, he has no desire for the work, he should look at himself and ask the creator to look at him. Why? To bring him closer.
If he's in a distance?
Yes.
I don't know what he was he wrote about before that.
You can
find it. He writes.
צריכים לזכור את הכלל בסדר העבודה שאין האדם
צריך להסתכל in the order of the work that one need not examine himself to see if he is fine or not. That is, if a person sees that he is not all right, this is the time when he should pray to the Creator to help him be all right. This is specifically when one feels that he has some closeness to the Creator.
At
that time, he is permitted to regard his situation with criticism. When a person feels that he is removed from the work, meaning that he does not have a desire for the work,
at
that time, he must not examine himself and pray.
So what?
So why during such a time, when he feels that when he's becoming distant from the work, he has no desire for the work, he should not examine himself and should not pray?
He's not close to the Creator.
And that's why there's room for prayer.
He doesn't feel that he's close and that he has room for prayer.
There are the times when a person should not pray.
No, it all depends on how a person feels.
Ken.
The
process here reminds me a little bit of what the pharaohs used to do with the the Hebrews. They want to change the replace the work of men with women's and the work with women's of women's with men. If you wanted to make intentions, said stop doing intentions and start doing actions and vice versa. As he writes here, the question is, what should a person scrutinize? What should a person do? Should he scrutinize the order, the correct order of the work before starting to work?
אני לא חושב שהוא יכול לברר כבר.
I don't think that one can already sort out the correct order in the work, but one should try to be as close as possible to the society and together with the society. If he's in a state where he cannot see by himself what to do at all, then even more so, together with the society to get closer to the Creator.
Yeah, it says here, start on the right line. You don't have the ability to scrutinize on the left.
Yes.
And in a regular society, it's like they're saying, you're lying, you're deceiving yourself, and you're doing things that you're not in them. You consider yourself righteous, close to the Creator, and you're not close to the Creator. Why this we do have to respect for a person to feel, as he told Udi, that when he's not close to the Creator, he would find a connection, closeness to the Creator.
Because from the state that he's in, he can also raise a prayer, and the Creator will bring him even closer.
כן.
בדוגמה שהוא נותן על זה שדוקר ו
the example about the knife
לעצמו
deriving pleasure for himself, they tell him he has to pay for it.
כן.
Because he received pleasure for himself.
כשאדם עושה פעולות,
I want to scrutinize when a person is doing actions for himself. How does he pay for it? What is the debt that accumulates here?
How does he pay? With money.
מה זה כסף במקרה בעבודה שלנו?
What is money here in our work?
Well, he covers what he does.
אני עושה פעולות למען עצמי.
I am doing actions for myself, for my own sake.
מצטבר לי חוב.
I guess I have a debt accumulated.
מה החוב שאנחנו פה פותרים?
What is that debt that we're getting, we accumulate here?
בזה שפגעתי בחבר.
In that I harmed the friend.
ברגע שאני נהנה לעצמי, אני פוגע אוטומטית.
The moment I receive pleasure from myself, I automatically harm the friend.
Yes.
And now, if I wish to pay, repay this debt, can I do it?
Can you want to pay?
Yeah, because there's now a debt and I wish to pay it off. Well, what do I do now?
Through prayer.
Prayer on the friend.
Yes, prayer to the Creator for the friend that you harmed.
I'll try to understand it, thank you.
Ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
רב, ראיתי שכתבתי פה ש...
רב, so I wrote here that
practical
Torah and mitzvot means that a person enters the system and moves it toward correction. What is for us practical Torah and mitzvot?
Practical Torah and mitzvot is when we try in action to connect and to turn to the Creator.
Then
he says here that when a person is only doing these practical actions, he's in a state of falsehood because he's not seeing the truth. And then comes a stage where he receives the intention, the ability to work with intention on these Torah and mitzvot. And you cannot work with one alone. Only the intention is not enough, and only the action is not enough. Can you explain it through the connection?
It's only the action is not enough. It requires an intention of what are we doing it for? What do we want to get closer to? But here, the intention also is not enough, that we just want to do it, but we don't do it in action.
Meaning if we sit and close our eyes and just want to connect,
it's not going to work.
And if we begin to perform actions of unit, connection between us, but forget what for, it's also not good. So that's practical Torah mitzvot and the intention on them.
Yes.
So what's the difference between, when doing both, what's the difference between lo lishma and lishma?
That I perform my actions only as actions without an intention, or that I do it as intention without the actions, it's incomplete. Yes.
And then we're instead of false, because we don't see the good who does good.
Yes, it's on the way, but this is how it is for the time being.
No.
Thank you.
Rav Kotev Basof.
He writes in the end, it's written in the Holy Zohar, come and see in the day he engages in Torah to complement the judgment, and at night he engages in singing and praising until the day came. Therefore, specifically during the day, meaning during ascent, he engages in the left to serve the judgments, but at night, when it does not illuminate, he engages in praises. And it's really connected to what you said yesterday, that each state the Creator gives us is whole, when it comes to a person to advance him to the next state. Meaning, if a person checks himself about being in a center during the day, then this is the place to open up deficiencies where you can connect more. And again, on the contrary, on the left, he has to engage in singing and praises until the day comes. It really explains the work.
Yes, this is also how it's explained nicely in Psalms.
Ken.
Okay, yes.
מה יש בלא לשמה שמביא בעצם?
What is it about לא לשמה that brings the person to לשמה?
שאנחנו מעוררים
when we awaken the Creator, the upper light, the sources of the upper light, so that they will shine on us.
What inverts here? Because I work like a beast here.
No.
Why not?
That's not called lo lishma. Lo lishma means that you work and you want to reach lishma.
He's
saying in the article that you can't even reveal to them the matter of lishma. So they would still continue to work this way and in the end will come to lishma. What's the inversion here? Where do things get inverted?
When a person gradually discovers that the goal is lishma?
Yes.
He discovers it along the way. When he works in that, the light reforms him. Bit by bit, it brings him closer to realizing that his work is incomplete and there is nothing that he can do in that state, and he can get closer to the Creator only through the friends. And bit by bit, this is what he reads, what he learns, and he's also engaging in such actions.
So
it changes the perception of reality. All of it changes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what's with you? Yes.
What is the connection between the act that we're doing in the mitzvah, the commandment?
The commandment itself is the act.
It says that we have to engage in love of friends.
Yes.
So we engage in love of friends. What would make our action would turn our action into a mitzvah, a commandment? Meaning, on what does it depend that we'll be able to say this is a commandment, or we missed it and we didn't do a commandment?
Again,
we work in love of friends. So how can you tell that the action is a commandment or that we didn't reach the making of a mitzvah? Is the action a mitzvah, or there should be a certain attitude, a decree from the Creator or something? Because there are many societies one can do in the society, and you can do it without any understanding,
any intention
and understanding. I don't know what to do, but I do it. But how do I turn that into a mitzvah, even in order to receive?
What should I do so that my action will at least be in order to receive?
No, that my action will be a mitzvah, a commandment.
So it will be in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. Otherwise, what kind of a mitzvah is it?
Here it says that also in lolishma, without understanding anything, you can perform a mitzvah, even in lolishma.
Well, this happens to a person when he tries to do something, but he doesn't know what, and then a Creator brings him to such actions where he is capable to perform them, of performing them to some extent, and by that he becomes incorporated in the public.
Again.
Yes.
We, during the time of preparation, are all the actions that we're doing come from within the will to receive?
Certainly, everything that we do comes from the will to receive.
And the intention gives us the ability to want to bestow, to be in order to bestow. Can I make the intention in order to bestow, or am I still in order to receive?
as much as you come out of yourself and become incorporated in the friends, then you are able to do it.
בסדר.
Okay.
מה?
הוא כותב במאמר ש...
He writes in the article that if a person simply performs actions, correct actions, this is what he thinks, he calls it practical mitzvot, then he already sorts the holy sparks in the shells, as the Ari explains. Now, I heard from you once that even a driver who drives people or a person who cooks food and gives it to people, he already performs. I mean, that everyone are servants of the Creator, they just don't understand it, they don't know anything about it.
So,
in our work, if a person simply does things and he doesn't think, doesn't scrutinize the intention, is it considered that he already does something but doesn't know about it? Or he should think and scrutinize his intention, and then it's considered that he's doing something.
Kulam osim mitzvot. Kulam osim mitzvot.
Everyone performs commandments, mitzvot, everyone. But to scrutinize and to agree with it, and from that to work in lishma, that's already the work of the individual.
This is our primary work.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, what are we doing next?
Kiev has a question also.
Киев.
Дорогой Раф, скажите, а вот это переключение вот между лишма и лолишма, между
Раф, the transition from лолишма to лишма,
does
it take place? Is it a result of some prolonged work, or every moment in every thought, every desire?
Работы, длительной работы человека.
No, it's only as a result of ongoing work of a person on himself.
Ну а как, то есть есть вот у человека желание какое-то мысль.
Let's say a person has a certain desire or a thought. How is this transition take place here from lolishma to lishma?
A person doesn't do it. It's a gift from the Creator.
Beseder, Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот там последнее предложение было. Ночью должен восхвалять вот, Творца.
There was a sentence here that at night he should raise praises to the Creator. How can we use this advice and when should we do it?
Восхвалять Творца по ночам. Это совет в статье.
Praises at night to the Creator. There's this counsel in the article. At what states can we use this Council.
Whenever you can, use it.
When we feel a descent, then we can use it, or when it's difficult for you to ask and pray.
From each and every state.
Safon 1.
North 1.
Hello, Rav. We now read an article by Rabash about truth and falsehood in the spiritual work. In our egoistic world, it's difficult for the truth to break through a cover of lies. Winston Churchill said once that a lie manages to roam through half the world, while the truth just puts on its pants. When the category of truth will be able to govern over the falsehood, and how much does it depend on us, the members of worldwide Neighborhood?
I can't answer such a question.
Ita 3.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Maestro, io volevo
chiedere. Teacher.
Hai risposto già
a. I wanted to ask.
Da Kiev 1 che è un dono.
You asked Vlad from Kiev 1.
Ma io.
You said to Lolishma is a gift.
Peggiorare costantemente.
But I have a feeling that I'm bad.
Quindi dove sarà questo passaggio?
When the light shines on my desire, it makes me able to receive worse. So where's the transition?
Which transition between what?
From lo lishma to lishma.
The transition between lo lishma and lishma is found inside of a person in his attitude toward the group, toward the Creator, and toward actions that they can do.
Beseder, tov.
Però maestro, questa sensazione di peggiorare costantemente.
But I have a feeling that I'm worse. Always. Is that good or bad?
It's not good. You have to be in this way, in this direction, and that direction. And that it says, a fool sits idly by, tormenting himself, or eating his own flesh, literally. What are we doing next?
We can move to Tess. Okay, before we move on to the next part, let's sing together.
Don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I wanna draw to you. 'Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. Light and love, love and light, light. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path, you are not alone, I'll always watch your back. So let's just stand together, I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we go to tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire. Side of life.